just left Washington. We had a threefold demonstration in Washington today in front of the FBI building, asking that J. Edgar Hoover's name be removed from the building, and then from there to the Federal Bureau of Prisons, asking that a witness that we feel is very important in the Martin Luther King assassination, a 14-year-old kid at the time, heard him plotting to kill Martin Luther King in a building in Atlanta, Georgia, and by the time he got up enough courage to report it to the police, the FBI, he and his mother, a shipment of heroin was mailed to their house from Cambodia. And a strange thing happened. He ended up with 6 years in jail. His mother ended up with a year's probation. And he's now in Ashland, Kentucky, at the Federal Youth Center. And we're just asking the federal jail authorities to make sure that nothing happens to him, because we feel when the Martin Luther King assassination is reopened, he'll be a very important witness. And then from there, we went to the White House asking the president to reopen up the investigation into the Martin Luther King assassination. And from there, I jumped on a plane and flew here for the rally and demonstration tomorrow.
What's the purpose of tomorrow's rally and demonstration?
Well, the purpose is to say to America and to the world that the democratic process will be abided by, and that there's a whole lot of honest, ethical, decent people in America, that although there's certain things that we might not like, we have to abide by certain laws until they changed. And this is the same thing about black folks. They had laws aimed at us that was a deliberate violation of the Constitution. And we didn't pick up guns and go out and burn crosses and all that. We went through the courts of America. And we keep hearing these white folks in America talk about law and order. But maybe what they should do is look at us and look at the orderly process that we use to do away with legalized segregation. Look at the orderly process. We didn't go in shooting filling station attendants because we couldn't use the washroom. We didn't go in shooting waitresses because they're not at fault. And Lord knows we didn't go around picking on white folks' kids and going to the weakest, smallest group. We went to the United States courts and petitioned for a redress of grievances. And, you know, the fact that this is white folks' country and they wrote the laws, it looked like they should have enough respect for those laws to go and petition. But all we see is the politicians manipulating them. Ford sits up and says that he's against busing, and yet and still he would release a Dick Nixon without having due process of law. And so, you know, when you get the top leadership in America that manipulates folks only for political reasons, that's what people should be outraged about. And I'm sure there's a lot of whites in America that sincerely has, you know, qualms about busing, but the majority of the white folks ain't against busing. They're against the black folks on the bus. I mean, they bus black kids 20 and 30 miles past white schools that we live two blocks from to get to white schools, and nobody seemed to have been concerned about our kids being bused. And so, you know, when they had segregated toilets, it wasn't because they was worrying about their kids, and they had segregated lunch counters. So all at once now, white America seems to say the problem is my children. But we don't believe that. We believe that it's a racist mentality, and we black folks is guilty of that white racist mentality, that we are nothing but chocolate-covered white folks. We think white, we act white, and what we're trying to do now is break the back of racism in America that affects us just as bad as it affects white folks. And until we do that, America will never be that America that we would like to believe it is.
Of all the cities you could have chosen to come to tomorrow, why Louisville?
Well, I think Louisville is very important. Louisville is known the world over because of the Kentucky Derby. And Louisville probably gets more publicity during the horse race here than any other city in this country for a given day. I mean, all when I was a kid, I knew what happened the first Saturday in May. And I just feel, you know, if we can get this much publicity over horses, and I'm sure if a mob attacked any of those horses being bussed in here, it wouldn't be tolerated. And I just feel that, you know, that because of the negativity that have come out of here, there's a need for decent people to stand up and say to America in the world that the law of this land will provide. And if the law is changed, although many of us would not like it, we would abide by it. And I would say that to all the white folks in America that don't like the school, why don't they go out and take civil disobedience? Why don't they lay down in front of the buses instead of trying to throw bricks through them and do as we did, go to jail? You know, I see nothing wrong with civil disobedience if you're willing to go to jail, because when you get involved with civil disobedience, you do disturb the tranquility of people trying to go to work. And so I think that Louisville is very important. Louisville and Boston is probably two of the most important cities in the whole country. And I'm sure the president should be worried about it, because every time Louisville and Boston gets worldwide news, Russia gets a better foothold in Africa. Because Africa now is the number one continent. And it's no accident that it looked like World War III could be tipped off any moment over Angola. And it is no accident, out of all the money that America and Europe have put into Africa, that now the Russians and the Chinese is getting a good foothold in there, because China and Russia do not have a black problem, because they do not have no blacks. That don't mean that China and Russia is any more ethical or moral than America is. That's not even the issue. And the issue is now that the whole world is moving into Africa, and every incident in this country gives other nations a better foothold. And somewhere down the line, we got to understand that our behavior pattern in America affects our national security. And if we can spend billions of dollars coming up with bombs and napalms and tanks talking about for our national security, then we have to also be careful about our behavior pattern.
If you've been following the Louisville busing story, what's your reaction to it?
Oh, I think it's the same reaction that we would have any place in America. When you have court-ordered decisions coming down, I think the judge have to be firm in saying that not only will we have court-ordered decisions, but we will stand up and we will not tolerate this and this and this. The same if a judge tell me in the morning, because I've been attacking my wife and my kids, and tell me that I'm not permitted in the house, if that same judge will permit me to stand outside on the lawn and throw bricks at them when they come out, then I'll do that. That same judge, and I'm talking particularly here and in Boston, that said, you know, that this is the law of the land, should have also said, I don't want nobody within a 100-yard radius of those schools, within a 50-yard radius of those buses, and if you do, you're in violation, and we'll deal with it. And once that happened, you would see it be all right now. Same thing would have happened in Little Rock. The same thing would have happened in Mississippi had it been tolerated. It wasn't tolerated, and so now it's not an issue. And Mississippi now have just elected a governor that 80% of the black folks voted for, a governor that nobody 3 or 4 years ago would have dreamed could have been elected, and a governor that stands a tremendous chance of becoming president of the United States. Because down through the line, when all this started happening, we just refused to tolerate it. And whenever you have these court-ordered decisions to come down, it's just like Mayor Daley in Chicago. Here's a man talked about law and order, went out and whooped white folks so the world could see him talking about law and order. Now a federal judge have told him about obeying the law, and he wants to go through all kind of changes. And this is what it always is. When the law pertains to somebody else, it's okay. When it pertains to that other individual that think they're above the law, you have problems. And I just firmly believe that had Mississippi and Alabama and all them diehard southern states been dealt with kid gloves, there would have been killings, there would have been violence, and there would have been all of that. And I'm just sorry it came to a need to call out the National Guard here. And I think had it been dealt with firmly and ethically and had the right type of steps been taken, I don't think we would have seen it. Same as in Boston. Had the school board said this is the law of the land and said we got to get ready and prepared for it. The problem in Boston is you had people on the school board, people in the city council that were using those white folks as pawns. And now they got a tremendous situation there where you got white folks that's coming out of school that's not properly prepared. You got white kids that would have been able to play college ball and pro ball, that their whole future would have been different. And now it's been affected by, because a group of people whose lives will not be affected by it one way or the other. And I think, you know, that Louisville can solve its problems. And once they come to grips with their problems, it might give other communities the type of leadership and guidance to solve their problems.
Who do you think is most responsible for what I gather you think is the lax attitude toward enforcing the present desegregation laws here?
Well, Well, it's very difficult to say, but you can say that if the people in the proper leadership would exert firm leadership, you know, in President Ford, when President Ford comes out and makes statements about he's against this and he's against that, there's a lot of us that's against things, but if it's the law of the land, it's the law of the land. And when the head, you know, when the head of a nation, you know, can make statements like Ford had made, you know, you open up ways and attitudes for a lot of people that would react one way to react another way. And I'm just sorry that it happened that way. It's very difficult to say who's to blame for what. You got a bad situation, and instead of trying to place the blame, what we have to do is say, can we correct it? We're not gone beyond the point of no return, and if we can start correcting these problems and dealing with these problems, I think you'll see a tremendous change.
Do you think that new legislation will have to be enacted to correct the problems?
I don't think it should be necessary, but if it is necessary, then maybe it would. If new legislation would save lives and save the amount of violence that could happen. But I think we have enough laws on the book now. All these laws need to be is just enforced. That's all. I'm sure if the judge said that white folks was to start going to black schools and black folks got outraged and we tried to do the same thing that white folks is doing in Boston and here, it would not be tolerated.
When you give your speech tomorrow at the rally, what do you plan to say?
Oh, I don't know. I won't get that together until tomorrow, but I will say that the whole world is looking, and the whole world is looking for guidance, and this nation is looking for guidance. And in a bicentennial year, when we're talking about 200 years celebration, Louisville and Boston could solve their problems and make a lot of people more comfortable for that celebration, because the whole world is going to be looking at America for her 200th year, 200th anniversary, to find out if this is a birthday party or is this just another year proving up 200 years of not being able to deal with a free democratic society. And I would hope that at the end of this bicentennial year, that all the Louisvilles and all of the Bostons and all of the areas where we're having problems will be able to come together, if there are problems and if there are differences, to sit down and iron these differences out with peace and tranquility. And regardless of what happens, is the children should not have to go through the amount of violence and the amount of hatred that's been exerted in this American aimed at kids of something they had nothing to do with.
Very good, sir. I can't think of anything more to ask. Can you think of anything more to add?
No. Just say that, you know, I'm glad to be here, and that I would hope that one day we would see answers come out of Louisville and answers come out of Boston, that other communities, and there's a lot of communities that's standing by that's going to have to follow this route, and they're looking very close and very careful to see what happens here.
Mr. Gregory, thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother.
Have a good night.
Fine.
Bye now.
Peace and love to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.